This is Colourful.
Hi, how you doing, Carla? Let me just tell you where I am. I'm just leaving Las Vegas on my way to Grand Canyon West, and my guide is Wilfred Watonomy, who is from the Wallapai tribe. So I'm hanging out with Wilfred here on our way. How long will it take to get to the Grand Canyon West, Wilfred?
Okay, if we're driving, it's going to take about 2.5 hours. And it's a really nice scenic drive, and totally amazing views that you will get.
Now, the reason why we said that we're leaving Las Vegas is because Las Vegas is quite close to the Grand Canyon West, and from what Wilfred has told me, there are about 80% of the visitors to the Grand Canyon West come from Las Vegas. Is that correct?
That is, and that's because Vegas is like a hub. See, most of the visitors come there, and they want to go to the Grand Canyon, which is one of the, I would say, maybe the number one destination in the world, and that's why they come to visit us.
Absolutely, number one destination. And you are from the Wallapai tribe. I believe that your father is the chief of that tribe.
Yes, he's, everything's democratic now, so he's the elected, like, president or chief of our tribe now.
And the Wallapai tribe, what does what Wallapai mean?
The word Wallapai in our language actually means people of the tall pines, because in the east side of our territory, we have a lot of forest area, and that's where we get our name from the forest.
Now, what will I expect to see? I know we're driving 2.5 hours before we get there, but I can't wait. Let me know what will be there at our destination.
Well, at our destination, what you'll get is we'll be getting on a bus. We're going to go to a very beautiful viewpoint. It's called Eagle Point, a very spiritual place for us. There's another viewpoint called Guano Point. We have a ranch where you can experience the wild, you know, western theme, horseback rides, wagon rides. Also, we have one of the really unique opportunities to the visitors. You can actually fly from the top of the rim in a helicopter to the bottom, land on the bottom of the ground floor and take a boat ride up river and back, and it's just beautiful.
And don't you have a glass platform of some sort? Yeah.
And that's another very beautiful thing that we have is the Skywalk. Seeing people come from all parts of the world to experience that. That extends over the canyon, 70 feet over the canyon at an elevation of 4,000 feet.
And did the people of the Wallapai tribe actually build that?
No, it was actually built by some other investors, and you know, we it's like a joint partnership that we have with them. And like I said, it's something very beautiful that somebody or that everybody should experience.
Now, the tribe itself, you guys actually live in the Grand Canyon, and as part of the tour, we'll be able to see your other communities as well.
No, because we actually live from this area called Grand Canyon West. We live in a community called Peach Springs, which is actually 60 miles southeast of Grand Canyon West. But we invite everybody to come out and visit us.
Wonderful. Where can our listeners find out more about the Grand Canyon West tour?
Well, there's a site that you can go to, www.GrandCanyonWest. Go there and you can find out all about us.
Wilfred Watonome from the Wallapai tribe, thank you so much for talking to us at Colourful.
This is Colourful.